It's a very good morning to Nadine. Good morning, Nadine.
Good morning, Father Emil.
How is it? Is it cold in your part of the world?
Yes, it's very cold.
Oh.
But at least today it's sunny.
Yes, it's beautiful here. Beautiful blue skies, but cold. It is a cold morning. But in the studio, it's not bad. And I'm surrounded by warm-hearted people like Spiwe.
That's wonderful, Father.
Ah, yes, yes. All right, Nadine, today let's talk about what? Humiliation. How to handle humiliation.
Yeah, I think there's not one of us that can actually say that, you know, we can go through life without experiencing this, or we've gone through life without experiencing humiliation, you know, to one extent or another.
Mm.
I think it's something that most people have experienced, whether it's in the workplace, whether it's at home, you know, whether it's through friends, or in any other setting.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's something that we need to know how to deal with.
Uh-huh. Maybe we must ask Mugabe how to deal with that now.
I think he might give us quite an answer.
Yes, all right.
You know, I've been just noticing as well when we look on our social media platforms how shaming of people is just so... you know, it happens so often.
Mm.
And I think what worries me a lot is when I listen to some of the things that the kids have to say in the schools, is that, you know, kids seem to have these WhatsApp chat groups. And I'm sure that, you know, parents out there listening today know exactly what I'm talking about.
Mm.
And there's so many issues that take place in, you know, WhatsApp chat groups, where people, you know, obviously feel safe and powerful enough to humiliate and shame other people.
Mm.
Because, of course, it's behind a cell phone.
Right.
And so, yes, we have to learn how to deal with this, or else it's something that will really break a person down and tear apart their self-esteem.
So you're saying it is out there. It's happening all the time.
It's happening all the time, and I think, you know, we're moving into this period of the 16 days of activism, which starts next week on the 25th of November. And, you know, there's people who are being constantly shamed, constantly humiliated on a daily basis by their partners. And, you know, there's children out there that have to take this from their parents.
Mm.
As well. And, you know, we living in an angry society, and people are frustrated, and they venting it out in very unhealthy ways.
Mm-hmm. How can you sort of explain how they vent this kind of their anger and humiliate people on the social media?
Well, I would say, you know, it's by being able, because social media kind of provides that distance between you and another person. Some people find this, it's almost like a safety net for them to almost say whatever they want to say.
Mm.
And so, you know, for me, and I believe that words have so much of power.
Mm.
And people absorb these words, and especially when things are written, you know, they typed out and you're reading a text message, you know, you have that ability now to go back. I'm sure there's a lot of people who know exactly what I'm talking about when I say you go back and you read that message again and you read it again.
Mm.
And, you know, and it's almost like it starts to imprint itself in you.
That's right.
So I think this is what's happening with social media, is that people feel, you know, a bit of safety.
Mm.
They feel that distance so that they can say whatever they want to say, as horrible as it could be,
mm.
as shaming as it could be to the next person.
Mm.
And so that's what they do. You know, there is a term of cyberbullying that is so happening so often.
Mm.
It's so evident everywhere. And even, you know, sometimes when I have to watch the way adults even respond to each other within WhatsApp chat groups or on Facebook, other social media, you realize that this is not just something for children, but it's happening all the time and everywhere.
Okay, all right. You know, what you're saying now, it often, I often think of this, for example, when I see the comments made by some people about the Pope, for example.
Right.
And it looks as though, oh, it's, you know, a lot of people doing this, but it's a very small segment of the Catholic world. I mean, it's like 0.00 something, you know, very small.
Yes.
But they're using social media to make their point. And it sounds as though, oh, everybody's saying this, but it's actually a rather small group who are doing this. But it's they're using the almost the kind of anonymity of social media to make their points. And social media is just so effective that the message gets
through. It is so effective because it reaches so many people.
That's right.
And if you know that if you are following any link or you are following any post on social media and somebody comments on it, you whether that comment is positive or negative, whether you agree or disagree with it, you will have the opportunity to view that post.
Right.
And I think that's what's making social media so effective. But now it makes it so effective in that this negativity can also spread very quickly.
Yes, indeed. And it does spread very quickly, and it gets all over the world. But how do you deal with it, then? How does one somehow deal positively with this phenomenon?
You know, I would say that the first thing to do, and this is the most difficult thing to do, because when someone says something horrible to you, you almost, you know, are just frozen in shock. Sometimes you don't know how to or what to say, but it's for the best, your best interest, to take time to respond.
Right.
I feel that when we need to give an immediate response to someone, we kind of give energy to that situation. So, very important, just take time to respond. Show that person with your facial expressions that what they have said is not on, that what they have said is not appropriate, that it's hurtful. So they need to know that. A lot of people don't show. They don't want to express, you know, they become silent, you know, they withdraw. But people that are not behaving appropriately need to know that they're not behaving appropriately, that they are saying things that are hurtful and mean, and that they are hurting another person. So that's the first one. I would say take time to respond. Don't feel that you need to respond immediately. Think about what you want to say to this person.
Right.
The second one, also a very difficult one, is to not take it personally. And I know that it's very difficult when someone is saying something, when someone is personally attacking you, you know, not to take it personally. But rather to look at the fact that what this person is saying and how this person is behaving is saying a lot about that person and their character and their state of mind. And so, actually, very rarely does it have anything to do with you. You know, the way they are responding to you and the things that they are saying to you. So try your best to remove yourself out of that negativity, to remove yourself out of that situation. I would say, you know, if someone speaks to you or humiliates you, to get away from that conversation. You know, some of us, we stay in the conversation and we want to argue the point. We want to argue, you know, what has been said. We want to defend ourselves. But actually, you know, research is showing that the longer you stay there arguing, the more that situation is imprinting on you. So that thing of take a walk, you know, get some air, move out of the situation, and then come back. We have to realize that we have to choose our battles sometimes, you know. We can't argue everything. And so just to move away, get some, you know, get a different perspective, and then to come back.
I think, you know, that's very, very important. Not just to react to being humiliated or being criticized or whatever it is, but generally speaking, I think just to pause for a moment and stand back. Even when writing letters, I mean, sometimes I'm writing an important letter to somebody, and it's rather, you know, it's an important one. I never send it off immediately. I leave it until the next day and then sleep on it, so to speak. Because reacting immediately can sometimes be a bit too emotional.
It can be too emotional. It kind of fuels that. Yeah. And I feel, you know, when I speak of giving energy to something, you know, when we rehash things that have happened to us, when we ponder upon it, and when we, you know, constantly revisit that thing, that's when we give energy to it. And then it kind of, it rouses up all those emotions. And then, you know, if you don't take that space, as you say, those emotions take over you.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, yes. No, it's good to give.
Another thing that I want you to mention, Father Emo, is that when you talk about this pause that we need, and that, I mean, that's just a great way to describe it, is that, and this has worked for me as well, because I found that, you know, personally, when I think about myself and I have to look at areas, you know, where I know, it's good to know which buttons, if a person presses which buttons, how you're going to react, because it can really help you to manage your emotions. And, for example, criticism. You know, sometimes we can take criticism very negatively. But I've realized that if you can take a step back and look at the other person's motivation. So, yes, a person can be mean to you and say very humiliating things to you. Taking a step back does not mean you are saying that it's okay for this person to behave the way they are behaving. But if you can actually look at the situation and say, listen, I know this person is under a lot of stress right now. They're actually feeling quite frustrated. They're feeling quite powerless in their own situation. Yeah. And therefore, they are now using that, they are now venting this towards me. You would start to realize that, you know what, this is not about me. This is not that I am what they say I am. Because we have to look sometimes beyond the words that a person is saying, or else we'll have a society with just no self-esteem.
Right. Now, so very important, because, I mean, we're talking now about realities. We're talking about things that actually happen. It's all happening on the social media platform, and we just need to sometimes take a little bit of distance from some of these things and give it time and so on, and not react too emotionally. Yeah.
So we don't want to retaliate. I think that's the word we're looking at.
That's right. Yes.
That can really start a war. Retaliation doesn't make anything.
I know. I often bite my tongue and say, Emil, shut up now and just listen.
Yes.
Yeah. All right,
so
Nadine.
We've got to grind our teeth and bear it almost.
That's right. Sometimes we have to do that. Yes.
Yeah.
Listen, anything more you want to say, or would you leave it there for today?
That's about it, Father Emil.
Okay.
You know, I just think these are useful things.
Yeah.
And these are things I've practiced myself. Yeah. And I must say that for your peace of mind, it does make a difference to practice some of these tips.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with you there. All right, Nadine, have a wonderful, wonderful day and a great restful weekend. And we'll speak again next week.
Thanks, Father. It was great talking to you.
God bless you. Always lovely talking to you, Nadine. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. That's Nadine Pillay, comes from Greytown, and she's talking to us. And today we'll be speaking about how to handle humiliation.
Radio Veritas. Your Catholic connection.